Patrick Lessing. And, you know, my show has been going through some morphing and some changing, and I'm still kind of getting to know the new Erica Glessing show, but I believe this next guest really reflects the energy of the show as it's evolving. So I'd like you to meet Michelle Lee, and she's an intuitive, and she has always been intuitive, which of course, you know, I love. And then she's creative. She teaches creativity. So creativity and intuition, I mean, really, we couldn't have more fun than that. So welcome, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm super excited.
Well, I'm going to surprise you and ask you about makeup.
Yeah.
Artistry.
Yeah.
Because I'm not wearing any right now, but I really enjoy wearing it this year. I started wearing it for the first time.
Mm.
So tell me kind of a little bit about that and how you can be sort of artistic within that genre.
Well, I have retired myself as a makeup artist. I was a makeup artist for almost 20 years, and I specialized in natural beauty. I was always drawn to just pull the person that was already there out into their most natural light. So for me, makeup is all about us just feeling good, because it doesn't matter what's on your face. If you feel 100% inside, you own the room and you're the supermodel that's walking into the supermarket. So as far as makeup, I'm kind of one of those people that I was a master at what I did. However, I didn't really care about all the stuff. I just cared about how the person felt. And
wow,
so that was awesome. Kind of my whole thing as far as personally, but I worked on sets and all that fun stuff, but makeup is like, cool, you know, it just is another form of making yourself feel good, whether it be Reiki or makeup or doing your hair, you know, just honoring yourself is really what that is. So,
tell me a little bit about this, getting into alignment. That's such an interesting topic. It's so juicy. And I really believe like that alignment and the intuition and the synchronicity are just like a family, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, if you're not into alignment with your truest authentic self and honoring that person, you're always catering to other people. And creatives, specifically right brain creatives, we're just natural givers. We want to give. And by pricing your work and finding value in it, that can be some of the most challenging things, because all of the creatives that I have met and I've experienced, we seem to motivate on the higher chakras. And so we're cool tuning into the divine. Like I'm on the clouds like all the time. And I'm Aquarian and I'm a Vata, if you study Ayurvedic stuff. So I'm like, I'm not even here. Like I don't even like, I had to really come to terms with the fact that I'm over 40 and I'm physically in a body. Like I just get upset and I'm like, damn it. So, you know, to pull yourself into the ground and your root chakras is where the money and security and safety is of, you know, letting your art support you. So I advise the highly creative to get in line with themselves so they can, you know, attract exactly what they want instead of trying to cater to everybody.
That's so cool. I have a whole new like body of work coming in on love, and
yes,
it's infinite. It's tapping into the infinite. So it's not romantic love. It's like this tapping into the infinite.
Right.
And so it's been coming in and coming in, and then there's all this crunchy stuff around having any income come in also around
that. You
gotta
throw it in because it's part of it.
I mean, oh my gosh. I've resisted so hard. Like I'm writing two books on it. I have a summit coming up in November on it. And then I'm over here, you know, charging people to build their podcast, which is fine. But do you see like when I get into alignment with the new energy and all these messages, and I showed you some of my books, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
How can I get more in alignment with being comfortable with it's hard for me to even say dollars around that. Isn't that strange?
No, because you're exactly who I talk to. And you're exactly who I am. So I understand you. 100%. I just jumped into your energy system like that. I get you. All of the people that I work with have multiple businesses, multiple names, multiple emails. Like everybody that I work with is highly talented. they're so eccentric, they're so out there, but like some of them are super grounded and then have the left brain, which are rare. But you know, the fact that you're doing all of these things is you're catering to your, you're catering to the love of what you do, but honing that in and always staying true to like exactly what you love. So you're not shed thin. Right. And so like, that's why I've kind of brought back, doing like, I'm going to do a Reiki membership. Oh, the light is what I'm going to call it. So everybody gets to kind of pull themselves back to one, because we can be creative all over the place, but where is it making us money? Where is it the love that we're actually wanting to do, instead of saying yes to everybody else to help them? Because that's where we kind of get a little stopped up, is that we want to help everybody and we want to heal everybody and we want to like share everything, but then we lose ourselves.
Well, Michelle, that cracks me up. You know how much fun this is? This is so fun. I am so glad I reached out and invited you on my show.
I'm so honored.
Maybe what you have coming up, tell us a little bit about your own business and what you'd like to invite people into.
Cool. I just wrapped up with this cool little intuition 101 where I just kind of like simplify everything. Like, being intuitive is not being woo-woo. It's a born gift. We're born with it. And I also created a little workshop to understand all the clairs, because there's 8 of them in my book, and everyone's got their own books. And I totally honor that. And I'm
claircognizant.
Oh yeah. The knowing.
The
knowing is strong, and the knowing is super, super fun.
Yeah.
The taste and smell, not so much for me, because I'm not really like into the medium work, you know? And so, but I'm launching a, the light. And so I'm really excited, because I want to be able to like do some work with people, so they're always like conscious of where they're energetically at. Because it doesn't matter the story. It doesn't matter the drama. You're pulling in things that you need to learn, right? The lesson is good. Like, when you hit rock bottom, congratulations, because there's nothing to do but go up.
You know, I could talk to you seriously like 24 hours a day, but we are kind of rolling out onto where I like to end the show. So go ahead and just let people know how they can reach you, how they can find you, and sign up for some of your courses and offerings.
Cool. TheArtistPlaybook.com. Boom. I'm there. I'm on Instagrams. I'm on the grams. I love the Instagram, and all my stuff is on my website. That's my digital home.
Awesome.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.